안녕하십니까? 2018학년도 6월 고등학교 2학년 전국연합학력평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2018학년도 6월 고등학교 2학년 전국연합학력평가 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여주시고 방송 담당 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당란에 성명, 학교 번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 다섯 개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지 해당란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기평가는 타종 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가를 시작하겠습니다. 듣기평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jake, what did you do yesterday?
I went to the stadium to cheer on my school soccer team.
No doubt it was exciting. What was the result?
2번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mom, are we going to ride bikes today?
Sure, but the weather report said it'll rain in the afternoon.
Then it may be difficult to ride our bikes.
3번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, students. This is Lily James, your school principal. I know most of you have gotten a lot of useful advice through our school counseling office. Our counselor, Mr. Brown, has been so helpful since he came to our school. We all want to say thank you for his hard work and good advice. But sadly, he is moving to the state counseling center next week. So, I'm sorry to announce that our school counseling office will be temporarily closed from next Monday. Of course, we will open the office as soon as we find a new counselor. I'm sorry again that you won't be able to use the counseling office for a while. Thank you for listening.
4번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, how about sending Julia to piano class?
Well, I'm not sure. Don't you think she's too young?
It may be hard for her at first, but I think piano lessons would be helpful.
What makes you think so?
Playing the piano helps kids physically by making them move their fingers.
In that case, drawing might be better because it's easy and fun.
What's more, playing the piano can improve children's musical awareness in several ways.
Can you be more specific?
I mean, children can learn how to read music and develop their sense of rhythm.
That makes sense. So, let's give it a try.
Believe me, I'm sure she will like it.
5번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Mr. Smith.
Oh, Mrs. Roberts. I'm glad to work with you again.
Me too. It was a pleasure to draw pictures for your last book.
Your pictures made my book more attractive to children. The little bear was especially cute.
Thank you. Is there anything you want to emphasize on the cover of your new book?
Yes. The story is about a father and his daughter. So I want to show the father's love clearly.
Then I'll draw the father putting his arms around his daughter.
That's great. How about drawing her with a big smiling face?
Then the daughter will look more cheerful.
That's exactly what I want.
Okay. After finishing the book cover design, I will email my first draft to you.
All right. I look forward to seeing your work soon. What are you looking at, Alice?
Hi, Ji-hun. I'm looking at this picture taken on Crazy Hair Day at school.
Crazy Hair Day? What's that?
It is a day when students come to school with creative hairstyles.
Oh. That's why there is a Crazy Hair Day poster on the bulletin board.
Right. We put balloons beside the poster to brighten up the mood.
Good. Your snowman hairstyle was quite creative.
Thanks. I got the idea from the internet. Look at this boy sitting on the chair with the snake hairstyle. He said he did it on his own.
Really? He must have drawn the attention of all the students. By the way, what are the sprays on the floor for?
They were for coloring our hair. We could color our hair easily with them.
Sounds like you had a pleasant experience.
7번 대화를 듣고 여자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Peter, it's finally time to go on our honeymoon to Hawaii.
Great. I'm so excited. What time did you say the airplane is at?
It's at 8:20. Let's check if everything is prepared.
Okay. I have our passports here, and the flight reservation number is on my smartphone.
Very nice. Did you make sure we can use your credit card there?
Don't worry. It is accepted anywhere we go.
Great. And where are our suitcases?
I already put them in the car. Is that all we need?
Actually, there are two more things. A camera and our sunglasses.
A camera? Smartphones are better for taking pictures. But we do need sunglasses to protect our eyes from the sun.
Okay, then I'll bring a pair for each of us.
8번 대화를 듣고 여자가 친구의 병문 안을 갈 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Hi, Emily. How was your family trip last weekend?
It was fantastic. Did you have a nice weekend too?
It was fine. But Jenny had an accident yesterday, so she is absent from school today.
Oh, what happened to her?
She broke her leg at a ski camp.
That's too bad. Is she in a hospital now?
Yeah. So tomorrow, some of her friends and I will visit her after school. Can you join us?
I'm afraid I can't. I have other plans for tomorrow.
Are you still learning Taekwondo every afternoon?
No, my lessons ended last week. We're having a birthday party for my mom.
Oh, I see. You can't miss that.
Thanks for understanding. Anyway, I'll give Jenny a call later.
9번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Mike, what are you doing with your smartphone?
I'm looking for nice picture frames for our school exhibition.
This metal frame looks nice.
Yes, but it costs $50. It's too expensive.
I see. So you need cheaper ones.
Right. Look, how about this wooden frame? It is $30 cheaper than the metal frame, and it comes in several colors.
Nice find! I think the blue and brown ones are good matches for the pictures.
Okay, then I will order 5 blue frames and 5 brown ones.
Wait! Read this pop-up message. If you fill out this survey, the online mall will give you a coupon for a $10 discount.
Great! That's not difficult. Wow! The coupon was downloaded.
Good deal. Let's order them right now with the coupon.
(10번) 대화를 듣고 재즈 뮤직 페스티벌에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Sally, you look excited.
Of course. This poster says there is a festival next month.
Let me see. The Jazz Music Festival? Cool.
Yeah, many famous jazz musicians are coming. I'd love to go there.
I know you love jazz. When is it?
It's on July 12th. Can you come with me?
Sure. I'm available on that day. Let's see where it will be held. Central Park? It will take more than 1 hour to get there by car.
It will be worthwhile. 8 musicians will make fantastic performances that day.
Sounds wonderful, but we'll need to prepare some snacks.
Don't worry. The poster says there will be 15 different booths selling foods and drinks.
Okay, then let's go.
11번. 매스 위크에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, students. This is Matthew Kim, your math teacher. I'd like to announce a special event, Math Week. It will be held in the City Library next week. There will be a huge exhibition focused on the history and development of math. In addition, you can participate in several math experience activities such as games, puzzles, and quizzes. Also, lectures on how to study math will be presented at 5 p.m. each day. On Friday, there will be math debates of selected students, and you can be in the audience to hear their excellent speeches if you make a reservation. For more information, please visit our school website. I hope you come and enjoy Math Week.
12번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 예약하기로 한 호텔을 고르시오.
Honey, do you remember we asked my friend Justin to recommend some hotels for our trip?
Of course. Did you get his reply?
Yes, he has just sent me a list.
Let me see. I don't want to spend too much money on a hotel.
I agree. Less than $200 a night would be reasonable.
And I want a hotel near a subway station. 2 kilometers seems too far for us to walk to take the subway.
Yeah, free Wi-Fi is also important. I need to check my email account frequently.
That's right. Paying for Wi-Fi always feels like a waste. And don't forget that we have to eat our first night's dinner at the hotel.
Well, I don't like raw fish, so I'd rather not go to a sushi restaurant.
Then we have only one choice. I will call this hotel to book a room.
Daisy, how was your school trip to the War Memorial Museum?
The museum was much more impressive than I expected, Dad.
Great. Tell me about it.
It's huge. There were lots of collections and displays about the Korean War.
Then you saw many things about the war.
Absolutely. The museum gave me a feeling for what the Korean War was like.
I've actually never thought about the war that seriously.
Me either. But the countless names of dead people on a memorial stone there made my heart feel heavy.
I didn't know the war was such a tragedy.
And you know what? People from other countries were listed among the soldiers on the stone.
Right. So, I wonder what you learned from your visit.
14번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Harry, you look angry. What's wrong?
My tablet PC is out of order.
That's too bad. Have you been to customer service to repair it?
Yes, I have, but I was shocked at the cost.
How much would it cost to get your tablet fixed?
It's as much as the cost of a new one.
You bought that one last year. Isn't it still under warranty?
I had a 1-year warranty, and the tablet died when it was 1 year and 1 week old.
How about asking the staff to be flexible about the warranty period? It was just 1 week.
Actually, I did. But the staff said the company is very strict regarding their warranty policies.
I'm sorry for that. So, what do you think you'll do?
15번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 다이아나가 케빈에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Diana and her co-worker Kevin are talking about where to go for lunch. Kevin suggests they eat at his favorite buffet because the buffet serves a variety of foods and they can eat as much as they want. Moreover, this restaurant offers a special discount at lunchtime so they can enjoy a cost-efficient meal. However, Diana is not pleased with his idea. Because there are so many delicious foods to choose from, she feels like she has no choice but to spend lots of time tasting everything. Besides, whenever she goes to a buffet, she regrets having eaten so much. Now Diana wants to tell Kevin to have something simpler at a different restaurant nearby to save time. In this situation, what would Diana most likely say to Kevin?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to my marine biology class. In the last class, we talked about the behavior of fish. Today, we'll learn about some abilities fish have that allow them to live in their marine environments. First of all, smelling is one of the best developed abilities of fish. Some fish can detect smells a million times better than humans can. Second, many fish have a sense of taste. They often use their sense of taste to test the quality of the food they're chewing. Next, some fish species have developed sophisticated systems of vision. These systems enable fish to see in low light conditions, in dirty water, and sometimes even over long distances. Lastly, fish have a sense of touch, which works mainly through their skin. It's possible that fish may use their mouths as touch sensors. Isn't it surprising fish have special abilities just like humans do?
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to my marine biology class. In the last class, we talked about the behavior of fish. Today, we'll learn about some abilities fish have that allow them to live in their marine environments. First of all, smelling is one of the best developed abilities of fish. Some fish can detect smells a million times better than humans can. Second, many fish have a sense of taste. They often use their sense of taste to test the quality of the food they're chewing. Next, some fish species have developed sophisticated systems of vision. These systems enable fish to see in low light conditions, in dirty water, and sometimes even over long distances. Lastly, fish have a sense of touch, which works mainly through their skin. It's possible that fish may use their mouths as touch sensors. Isn't it surprising fish have special abilities just like humans do?
16번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 감각이 아닌 것은 이제 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.